Hello and welcome to this Mass on the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This Mass is being offered in petition for God's blessings on WSFI Catholic Radio and its expansion into 750 AM in the Chicagoland area, and for God's blessings on Mary Ann F. and Carolyn Bagden and Tom M. Today's celebrant is Reverend Father Anthony Jelinek, Spiritual Director of the Legion of Mary.
Please join us in singing Hail Holy Queen. Hail Holy Queen enthroned above, O Maria. Hail Queen of mercy and of love, O Maria. Triumph, O ye cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound the hymn. Salve, 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 Regina. The cause of joy to us below, O Maria, the spring through which all graces flow, O Maria. Angels, all your praises bring, earth and heaven with us sing, all creation echoing, salve, 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 Regina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words,
in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Impart to your servants, we pray, O Lord, the gifts of heavenly grace, that the Feast of Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary bring deeper peace to those for whom the birth of your Son was dawning of salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
With delight I rejoice in the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that his child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophets. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, in Jesus Christ. September is a month when the greatest creature of God was created and brought to the earth through her mother, Saint Anne. On September 8, Mary of Nazareth was born. When we have in the family or among friends a birthday, we become busy weeks before for preparation of the birthday, right? And in special numbers of age, we usually give a surprise birthday party. We know that nothing is surprise in heaven. Nothing. But in this month, with the communion of angels and saints, there is a huge birthday party in the presence of the Most Blessed Trinity in his kingdom. A huge. And now, the surprise comes here. And what is the surprise? That each and every one of us are invited here on the globe to make this birthday party more beautiful, more successful. Is it possible? Can we make the birthday of Our Lady more beautiful? Can we? More successful? More enjoyable? Of course we can. We can. Don't go to the dollar store. Okay? Don't go to the more expensive stores. There is no Marshall Field anyway here anymore. We don't need to buy gifts. Nothing. Still, we can give gifts to Our Lady. Yes, we can give gifts to Our Lady. She invites each and every one of us. She asks each and every one of us what she already asked in Fatima, Portugal. All those things that she required, that she asked for. And I know you have practiced these things already. But that's so good for us to just remember that her requests are. Just remember what she requests from each of us. And let me tell you about them here. Our beloved late Pope, Benedict XVI, confirmed the importance of Our Lady's message for today, our days. just like John Paul. Those two guys were great. Fatima is the home from which Mary chose to speak to us in modern times. We would be mistaken to think that Fatima's prophetic mission is complete. No way. It's still going on. Our Lady exhorted all her children to become fervent in working for the salvation of souls. Our penances and prayers for others are central to Our Lady's message, because she identified the conversion of sinners as the key to peace in the world. She promised at Fatima, "In the end of my Immaculate Heart will triumph." That's coming. Jesus later revealed to Sister Lucia that he had placed the conversion of Russia and the peace of the world in the hands and heart of his mother. Everything depends on our own free response to the conditions Our Lady has set for. Many strive to live the Fatima message in even greater depths, thus making up in quality what is lacking in quantity. Thus making up in quality what is lacking in quantity. When sufficient numbers of people cooperate with her request, we can hasten her triumph. Yes, we can. Say yes to Our Lady. How to live the Fatima message? How? Daily offering of sacrifices in reparation for sin and conversion of sinners. Second, the daily Holy Rosary. Mm-hmm. At least one. Third, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Fourth, practice the first Saturday communions of reparation that Our Lady wants on 5 consecutive months, with the intention of making reparation for the blasphemies against her Immaculate Heart. Now, the essential elements of the practice of the first Saturday devotions is very important. First, go to the Holy Confessions. Second, receive the Holy Communion. Jesus will occupy you, your whole being, just one communion. Third, pray 5 decades of the Rosary. Fourth, meditate for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary. And that's why the Holy Rosary is the second, right after the Mass, the second, because the Holy Rosary mysteries contains the whole salvation history. And even what John Paul II put in the Luminous Rosary is also from the beautiful mysteries, and that's the salvation history of all. I love that rosary as well. I pray it every single day, all of the fours. This devotion makes available the graces necessary for the salvation of souls at the moment of their death. Good news, right? Good news. The message of Fatima is significantly linked to the Divine Mercy message to Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska from our Lord. Both messages ardently request prayer and penance for the conversion of sinners and reparation for sin, and provide the weapons of spiritual warfare so desperately needed. These quotations were a portion of the messages that Our Lady told us in Fatima and tells us her children, men, women, girls, boys, today, individually, and to the families, to the families. When we had the Family Holy Hour and Ministry here in the United States for 42 years, and back to Hungary when I founded this, we always had the rosary. And guess what? I told the parents they should answer their children. The children led all the decades. The children. And that was little children, toddler, who prayed at home also, and they prayed, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." And we answered. And then, you know, Jesus and the Trinity, the Blessed Virgin, and the saints and angels were smiling at us from heaven, because the children, "Let the children come to me, all, even the aborted, because they have the kingdom of God." Not Peter, not the apostles who left him, nobody's at the station of the cross, only John, the young one, the child. So the families has to pray the rosary, not say, don't say every rosaries. Pray. That's different to sing. And of course, to each and every one of us, all the bishops, all the priests, all the religious order members, men, women, must pray. With that, with prayers and reparation for their and other sins, that we can change not just ourselves, but the whole world. But the whole world. Please, listen to Our Lady's request and come back to your parishes, oratories, and on all first Saturdays to pray together. Don't forget, the father and the mother, Mother Teresa, and father, what was his name, who prays together, stays together. Yes. Yes. So pray. And praise the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. Unfortunately, the creed is not required, which is I am so disappointed, because of the Blessed Virgin is the Mother of God, and then it deserves much more than any of the other saints. But please, obedience to the liturgy, pray it at home. I did pray already several of them, but pray it at home. And Joyce will read for us our petitions.
Our response to each prayer will be, Lord, hear our prayer. For leaders of all nations, may they work together toward just and lasting world peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to abortion, human trafficking, and euthanasia, and respect for all life, from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For the church and its leadership, may they be guided by God's wisdom and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the souls of the faithful departed, including our families and friends, priests and religious, and those in the Legion of Mary, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For God's healing blessings on all those listed in our book of prayers on our altar, and for all those present and those they hold in their hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For God's healing grace over Matt, Deborah Spada, Mark B., Julie B., Diane D., Linda D., Barbara D., Rich W., Tammy B., Tom and Leslie Mack, Richard K., Cecilia R., Mary, Anna, Tori, and all their families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For God's providential blessing on the work of today's celebrant, Reverend Father Anthony Jelinek, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all the intentions and well-being of our listeners, benefactors, and friends, we pray to the Lord.
And our last petitions, all from all of us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mary. Happy birthday to you. We don't ask how are you, right? So we ask these things from our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Please join us in singing Hail Mary, Gentle Woman. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. Gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, strong and bright, gentle mother, peaceful dove, teach us wisdom. Wisdom, teach us love. You were chosen by the Father You were chosen for the Son. You were chosen from all women and for woman, shining one, gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright, gentle mother, peaceful dove, teach us wisdom, teach us love.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate with joy the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we bring you our offerings, O Lord, and we humbly pray to be given strength by the humanity of your Son, who from her was pleased to take flesh, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise the blessed and glorify your name on the Nativity of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deo Sabaot, Pleni sunt Caelia Terra, Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in excelsis.
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Blaise, our Bishop, and all those who holding to the truth hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them, we offer you the sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Kelemen, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysagonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damien, John Paul II, the Great, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands. Once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest, Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servant, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias Barnabas, Ignatius Alexander, Marcellinus Peter, Felicity Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, the great mother, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, all the holy innocents and all your saints, also the aborted and miscarried babies, admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est ibi Deo Patri omnipotenti in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnis honor et gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere, Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with us always.
And with your spirit. And you stay, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. And you stay, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. And you stay, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit, through your death gave life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you. Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi, beati qui ad cenam agni vocati sunt. Domine, non sum dignus ut intres sub tectum meum, sed tantum dicverbo et sanabitur anima mea. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Corpus Domini nostri Iesu Christi, custodiat animam meam in vitam aeternam. Amen. Sanguis Domini nostri Iesu Christi, custodiat animam meam in vitam aeternam. Amen.
For those of you who are listening to this Mass, not able to receive physical communion, we will now offer a spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you have already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Please join in singing the International Ave Maria. As I kneel before you, as I bow my head in prayer, take this day, make it yours, and fill me with your love. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu. All I have I give you, every dream and wish are yours. Mother of Christ, mother of mine, present them to my Lord. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu. As I kneel before you, and I see your smiling face, every thought, every word is lost in your embrace. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu.
Let us pray. May your church exalt, O Lord, for you have renewed her with these sacred mysteries as she rejoices in the nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was the hope and the daybreak of salvation for all the world, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. May God, who through the childbearing of the Blessed Virgin Mary, willed in his great kindness to redeem the human race, be pleased to enrich you with his blessing.
Amen.
May you know always and everywhere the protection of her through whom you have been found worthy to receive the author of life.
Amen.
May you, who have devoutly gathered on this day, carry away with you the gift of spiritual joys and heavenly rewards.
Amen.
And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
And we pray for our Holy Mother Church, for the Mother of the Church, with the Mother of the Church, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Most sacred heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Immaculate heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Faithful heart of Saint Joseph,
pray for us. Please join in singing Immaculate Mary. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. In heaven the blessed your glory proclaim. On earth we your children invoke your sweet name. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. We pray for the church, our true mother on earth, and beg you to watch o'er the land of our birth. Ave, Ave.